Them days they fed these deer different than what they do now. They just fed them straight corn, and they generally had two hogs now. They wanted two hogs to every steer to clean up this scraps and things. And that's what it takes to make a complete outfit of beef pen. Finally, they got to adding a little prairie hay there for a little more roughness.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you grow your prairie hay?
Well, there's a few meadows around for a long time. There's one or two left yet, but there ain't many. Back on these prairies back here west.
How many crops could you get from that in a year?
That prairie hay? Generally one, sometimes two.
Do you have any names for these?
No, we just first and second cutting. We cut twice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks wouldn't give you a dime for that second cutting. I cut a crop over here, 34 acres, I think. Second time, when two old boys liked to whip me for a cutting, they said, "Why, it'll ruin your stock." And I wouldn't give you a dime for the whole thing. And another old boy said, "You just let them go." I said, "They don't know what they're talking about." He's kind of a racehorse man. He knows horses.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "That hay is matured, and it'll be just as pretty and a lot better hay than the first cutting." It was.
Hmm.
So I've decided to, you know, there never was anybody got so smart to watch some kind of about as smart as he was.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even at the college, we get bulletins out on this and that, and we change our minds.
Yep.
I hear they got some new grapes out in the experiment station, though, that are supposed to be pretty good, called Cimarron. Sure like new, to get hold of one of those vines.
Some new grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have the good luck to get a hold of any of them old Mustangs?
No, never did.
I never fooled them much. And I never did get into them as bad as I tried as I know of. Some fellas got into them and you'd eat them just like eating grapes will, you know. And they'll just take the hide off your mouth. But you can take that hull and just squeeze it, you know, hold that hull and squeeze that inside into your mouth, it's all right there. Big, nice grapes.
Don't eat the skin, huh?
But don't eat that skin.
But I'd be fool enough to try it. Where'd you keep your hogs and your pigs?
Oh, we had hog pens and hog pastures.
Did they have a building, or?
Well, we generally fixed a shed for them to sleep in. Man, I've been ruined about three times with hog collars.
Hmm. Boy, there are some wild diseases you can get from animals, aren't there?
Yep.
Ticks ever bother you?
A long time ago, when they first come in statehood like this, ticks is pretty bad here. But they put them dipping vats in and passed the law to make you dip. And you got shut up. I've seen old cows that I bet had a million on them.
Hmm.
But they've got to where they don't bother so much. Now there's a few coming back now. And it's been a long time since that dipping is done. But people got to where they spray the cattle rights marks for flies and things, you know, and I guess that'll take care of the ticks. Now, I'll tell you, down there in Durant, no, we went down fishing one time, and the ticks liked to eat the boys up. They didn't bother me, but they liked to eat some of them boys up.
Huh.
I was cooking supper there one night, and I looked over there, and he's sitting there, his britches legs up, you know. What done? Said, "Them ticks is calling up my britches, up my legs, just in bunches." Well, my boy got enough of them, the one that lives with Hobbs, he got enough of them to